حديث نمبر 574 وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس على المعتكف في الصيام الا ان يجعله على نفسه. اوكي I was not able to reach a conclusion concerning the authenticity of this hadith, so I will leave it as is. But this was assumption that a person want to make i'tikaf in other than Ramadan, because in Ramadan you're going to have to be fasting, and Allah knows best. Hadith number 575, page number 242. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رجلا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أروا ليلة القدر في المنام في السبع الأواخر، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرى رؤياكم قد تواطأت في السبع الأواخر، فمن كان متحريها فليتحراها في السبع الأواخر عليه. This hadith which is reported by This hadith which reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, is a hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. The hadith is authentic. Some of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba companion saw in their dream, in their vision while they sleeping, Laylatul Qadr was among the last seven nights of Ramadan. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, I see that your dreams agree regarding the last seven nights. So if any one of you is to seek and search for this night, let him try to catch it during the last seven days or seven nights, excuse me. Let him try to search for it, that means to try to take advantage of it in the last seven nights. As we understand that Laylatul Qadr, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call it Laylatul Qadr, which some people translate it in English the night of power or the magnificent night, the night which the Quran start being revealed in it, as Allah said, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." Indeed, we have revealed it in the night of Qadr, the night which has a lot of value. This is the meaning of Qadr. It has a great value, and Allah explained it in the Quran that is better than 1,000 months. That means if Allah bless you and that you make in worship and prayer and zikr and recitation of the Quran during this night, it happened to be Laylatul Qadr, you will be credited more than 83 years of good deed to your book of deed. You will be credited not only 83, more than this. Okay? And this is sufficient to encourage all of us that we try to catch this night, not to let it go. So the Sahaba, because they're so concerned about this night, they've been dreaming about it. Everybody been dreaming about it. And most of them they saw in their dream to be in the last seven nights. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that you should be more active during this, because the possibilities, because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them, because their obedience to Allah, their dream is close from the reality. And also our dream can be good, it depends about how much we truthful and good people. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that after him there is no revelation, and the only thing been left is the Mubashirat, the good news. What it is? A good dream that you will see it, or somebody see it for you. And the most truthful among you will be the most truthful in their dream. That sometimes you see a dream, the next day you see it taking place in front of your own eyes. Okay? So Allah will give you indication in your dream and you will see things which will take a place. Good things, inshallah. So for those who are concerned about searching for the night of power, they be more active in the last 7 days of, excuse me again, the last seven nights of Ramadan. Because it is a night, it's not a day. Start from Maghrib, sunset, until Fajr. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Salamun hiya hatta matla al-Fajr. Peace or peaceful it will be until the time of dawn. Hadith number 576. وعن معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في ليلة القدر ليلة 27. رواه أبو داود والراجح وقفه. وقد اختلف في تعيينها على 40 قولا. This hadith is authentic, reported by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. This hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us that Laylatul Qadr is the night of 27. But as we understand, as the author of this book who explained Bulugh al-Maram, he says that in the book of Fath al-Bari, Fath al-Bari is the book which explains Sahih al-Bukhari, so there is 40 different opinion concerning when is the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. So the possibility that this hadith is relating about a certain year, that was the 27. As some of the scholars said, that the night moves from one year to the other year. That means this year can be the 27, the next year can be the 29, the next year can be the 23rd, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قلت يا رسول الله أرأيت إن علمت أي ليلة القدر ما أقول فيها؟ قال قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. رواه الخمسة. This hadith reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, and the hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood, excuse me, the hadith in the collection of At-Tirmidhi وابن ماجه والنسائي, and the hadith is authentic. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she questioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let's assume that the night of Qadr been shown to me, that sometimes you get certain feeling or certain indication, like your vibes or whatever it is, that if or I saw a dream, for whatever reason that I felt or I've been given a sign that this is the night of Qadr, what is for me to say, what for me to ask, what is the best way to remember Allah, what the best thing that I should be concerned to ask? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, say اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. Say, O Allah, you are forgiven and love forgiveness, so forgive me. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. The best dhikr and the best dua to say, number one, that you praising Allah, Allahumma innaka afu, so you calling in Allah with his name be al-afu, you are the most forgiving. And also he's saying تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَى, that you calling in Allah is one of the actions that he loves. He loves forgiveness. You love to forgive, and you love to see others forgive others. So as a result of this, please forgive me. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. The hadith is authentic. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. Last hadith in this chapter, hadith number 578, page 243. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشد الرحالة إلا إلى ثلاث مساجد: المسجد الحرام ومسجدي هذا والمسجد الأقصى. متفق عليه. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in this hadith, which reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim, may Allah be pleased with them, send mercy on them, the hadith is authentic, that don't sit up, don't sit out, don't take preparation to go and to travel to visit any mosque except three main major mosques. Understand that spending money and time in any form of worship is not legislated by Allah or His Messenger, would be waste of time and money. You are not rewarded for it. Why? Because your action doesn't agree with the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you make a trip, you have to make it, especially making a trip for the pleasure of Allah, you have to do it according the way of Allah, not according your emotion, not according your feeling, not according what you think is better. Allah and His Messenger tells us what's better. And the prayer in the mosque, that in Mecca, each prayer equals to 100,000 prayers. Allah in the holy mosque in Mecca is equal to your regular prayer in any other mosque 100,000 times. And a prayer in the mosque of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is equal to 1,000 prayers that he prayed in any other mosque. And a prayer in Jerusalem, at Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem in Palestine, is equal 500 prayer in reward than what you pray in any other place. Inshallah, with this hadith number 578, which is authentic, we conclude for our class for tonight. As I told you, that is going to be a short class. And inshallah, this will be our break from Bulugh al-Maram until after Ramadan. Okay, and after Eid, we'll inform you about when is the class going to continue. Because Ramadan schedule will be different. Inshallah, we're going to have more classes during Ramadan, maybe in a daily basis after iftar or before iftar. We didn't decide yet. Will be like a small reminder. But from now on, until Ramadan start, which we expecting it to be sometime during 18, 19, 20, 21, any of these days of December, inshallah, we're talking about 10 days from now, approximately. So we don't have a class, because this Tuesday coming is going to be a school meeting. Inshallah, you'll be informed about it by the public relation officer. So this is the reason why I'm not going to have a class this Tuesday coming. And the next Tuesday will be approximately a day or two before Ramadan. We're going to be busy with preparation or whatever, but if anything going to be taking place, I'll let you inform. And this, inshallah, our class number 37 is completion to the tape number 36. And this will be the completion and the end of album number 3 for explanation of Bulugh al-Maram. If anybody have questions, comment, correction, yes.
Do you know if there's more blessings if you make itikaf in one of these mosques than a regular mosque?
I don't know if the itikaf in this mosque are double rewarded, more rewarded than any other mosque or no. I don't have this information this moment, but inshallah I will try to check on it. All what I know that the hadith came concerning the prayer only, and Allah knows best. Yes, Maimuna.
The itikaf
of the sisters is exactly like the itikaf of the brothers. There is no anything different except that they have to be in a way and a manner that not to be in the way of the brothers. And as I said, they can put a sleeping bag there, they can put a tent, they can put a curtain, they seclude themselves in an area. And they're going to be sitting in this area day and night. And they don't step out of the mosque except for a necessity, okay, as example to go to answer the call of nature, or if there is no food served here and they have to eat outside, they will go outside to eat and come back right away. And the rest of the time, between sleeping, resting also, and studying knowledge of Islam, Quran, Hadith, reciting Quran, saying Astaghfirullah, saying Subhanallah, making prayer. But they are not supposed to be doing, indulging in worldly talk also. They avoid all the haram things, and they have less talk about this dunya, and they shouldn't be doing things which violate their i'tikaf, inshallah. But it's no different between the i'tikaf for brothers and sisters. Yes.
How long does it last?
10 days, the last 10 days of Ramadan, and you finish it by Salat al-Eid. You go from your i'tikaf to Salat al-Eid. Inshallah, this was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. He used to make the last 10 days. But let's say, inshallah, I don't have any statement in Quran and Hadith specifically to say you can make one night. But we understand that Allah said in Quran, اتقوا الله ما استطعتم. Fear Allah to the best of your abilities. Do good deeds to the best of you, what you can. So if you can make one night only, alhamdulillah, inshallah, is good, and we pray that is acceptable. Yes. Did you raise your hand, Abdul Rahman?
Yes.
Excuse me?
No.
Okay. Akha Omar.
Assalamu alaikum. As far as going to work, is that considered a necessity?
It depends if in your financial, okay? So if somebody, as example, he has enough money to keep him, to cover the basic needs of him and his family for these 10 days, that means if he stays these 10 days in the mosque, they are not going to be going and asking people to lend you money, okay? Or that you are not going to go after this and found your clothes and your stuff on the sidewalk is not in the apartment anymore, so you could not. So a person has to maybe keep things like this in mind, and if you have intention to have i'tikaf for Ramadan, he should work extra hours or try to be saving money during the year, so these 10 days that he can be sitting and be in the mosque without going out. Yeah. Anybody else? Okay. Excuse me, Akhi.
A question outside the subject.
Okay.
Okay, say.
Food line?
No.
It's really about Islam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can a Muslim pray obligatory prayer on the bus standing while he's moving, or is he allowed to sit down?
Okay. If the person know that this bus is going to stop after half an hour or 1 hour, you still have enough time to make your prayer. There's no need for you to stand in the bus. But if you know that this bus is going to be going for 10 hours non-stop, if you are a traveling, okay, if you are a traveler, Islam permits you to combine your prayer. If you are not a traveler and you in a city bus, you know, like half an hour, 1 hour, you can. Okay? Well, you shouldn't put yourself in a position that will be disturbing for other people also. Okay? So if you know that the bus will stop in half an hour, 1 hour, you still have enough time to do, you don't pray in the bus standing. But if this bus doesn't stop and you did not combine your prayer, and you can stand up without falling and without disturbing others, yes. You got it? Anybody have anything before we close? Appreciate you coming, and inshallah we see you
next year.
No, it's not next year. As I said, only next week, because we have the meeting. So those who are teachers, parents, staff, whatever, we see you next week. Those who are not, inshallah, you'll be informed if there is any other classes, but I doubt that we're going to have anything before Ramadan. Jazakumullah khairan, I appreciate you coming, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us, inshallah, a blessed month, Ramadan. Jazakumullah khairan, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.